Is it just me, or is recruiting experienced digital staff harder than ever before? I find myself recommending that organisations build their own house digital teams. After all, digital has become business critical to their operations. But saying that and doing it are two very different things. Recently, I've been helping two clients build those teams, and recruitment has become the number one challenge. Don't get me wrong, recruiting junior staff is not a massive issue, but if you're trying to fill those more senior positions, things get challenging. So what exactly is the problem? Well, as I see it, the problem is a simple one, that demand outstrips supply. Digital has become business critical in the vast majority of organisations, yet the number of people who have experience to run a digital team is low. The problem is that there's always a delay between supply and demand. Sure, the number of graduates entering the marketplace has skyrocketed in response to the available jobs, but that doesn't mean the experienced individuals that most organisations need are available. Organisations with deep pockets have solved the problem by throwing money at it, but most of us don't have that luxury. So how can we recruit experienced digital staff without breaking the bank? I recently heard an excellent presentation by recruitment expert Lou Alder at the UX Advantage conference. He got to the heart of the problem very quickly. He argued that we find recruitment difficult because we write job advertisements as if supply outstripped demand. In other words, we act as though there are more candidates than there are positions to be filled. The chances are this is exactly what you're doing when you're writing a job advertisement. Think about it for a minute. You've designed everything in your job description to effectively put people off, to narrow the field. You write things like, candidates must have 5 years experience, or successful applicants will need experience in our sector, or you will need to be based in the Chicago area. This kind of thing makes sense if there's a surplus of good candidates, but there's not. Are you saying that you'd turn away a candidate with 4 years experience if they were otherwise perfect? Or would you reject a candidate without sector experience despite the fact that they've worked in a company that you really respect? What about location? Would you be willing to help move the perfect candidate? Of course you would. As well as turning away some great candidates, it's also going to put more off. Experienced digital staff will already have a job. They don't need you as much as you need them. You need to convince them to leave where they are and come and work for you instead. Your job description needs to be an advertisement designed to lure prospective employees. Writing a job advertisement is different from writing a job description. An advertisement sells the job to a prospective candidate, but that doesn't mean it should all be about perks and cool working environments. The truth is that those are not the kind of things that senior digital professionals are looking for. They're not even that concerned with salary as long as it's reasonable. No, when it comes to writing a job advertisement, you need to focus on two things: the challenge and the opportunity. Senior digital professionals want a challenge, something they can get their teeth stuck into, something that they can make a real difference over. So give them one. Your job advertisement should outline what it is you want them to do for your business. This not only inspires them, but also helps them to judge if they're up to the job. If the job advertisement talks about building and running a digital team, if it talks about educating and engaging senior management board level, it will put off candidates that are not up to tasks like this. Candidates will know you need them to prove their ability to deliver on these challenges, that you will need them to talk about their experience in these areas, experience that will enable them to deliver on that challenge. That will be enough to weed out people who won't be able to do the job. You're not going to find yourself overwhelmed with inappropriate applicants. But that doesn't mean you only want perfect candidates with perfect experience to apply. A less experienced applicant might be able to step up and do the job. And that is why you must talk about opportunity too. Sometimes the perfect person is, well, less than perfect. The trouble with perfect candidates is they tend to be more expensive and also come with a lot of baggage and preconceptions. After all, they've done all of this before. They may just think that they can roll out the same solution at your place as they've done elsewhere, but that doesn't always work. That's why your job advertisement should also focus on attracting people who have the potential to do the job, not just those with experience doing it. These candidates are cheaper and they're keen to prove themselves. For them, the position is a career progression, not a sideward step. Career progression is a big motivator for people. That creates a great opportunity to get a hungry candidate keen to prove themselves. For example, if you need a person to lead your digital team, you don't need somebody who's done the job before necessarily. The truth is that there are very few of those people around and they're hard to tempt. Instead, you might want to target a creative lead who is experienced running a team of designers. This would be a natural career progression for them, as they have many of the skills they would need. They would just be working with a larger and more diverse group of people. Of course, this is all easy to say. Making it happen in an organisation where HR writes the job descriptions is harder. You may have things like salary bans or standard hiring practices. But this just emphasises how incompatible many organisations are with the digital age, how digital transformation needs to touch every part of the organisation, not just marketing and IT. We need to reconsider how we go about recruiting in this new work environment.